And welcome back. Financial problems can arise for all of us, but the Resource Center wants to help.
Tom is live at their office and joins us now. Tom?
Well, you know, we're in tax season. We all know that. And I have a guy here, Bruce Porter. He's the president and advisor here at the Resource Center. And this is what everybody has an idea of, ooh, what I'm going to do, what not to do with your tax refund. A few suggestions.
Well, here. I mean, we're trying to kind of plan for this windfall that everybody thinks they get.
Of course.
Called a tax refund,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, free money.
Let's remember that we don't want to go out and buy a new car unless you need a new car, right? I mean,
okay.
So you can't just definitively say, don't go spend the money. A new car devalues the moment you drive it off the lot.
True.
Now, a used car, if you need a car, consider a late model used car.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else take the major hit. Now, when you do that, though, remember that you might use your tax refund for the down payment,
right,
but now you've created a debt. Now your monthly payment won't factor the rising cost of insurance that you're also going to be faced with having a new vehicle.
New numbers. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't forget that in 30 days you got to go pay sales tax and the license fee and the registration and all that. And there's a lot of people that think, oh, I didn't figure into that. Now I've got to come up with another $1,500 to do that.
Unless your agreement is part of paying that ahead of time.
That's right.
You've got to remember, that's a bill that comes due 30 days.
So you're going to blow your whole refund on your sales tax and registration and your down payment. So I think you consider that because new car sales spike around refund time.
Yes.
So
if
that's on your mind, just put a little thought into that ahead of time. You know, I think some other things. Don't splurge. Now, you're just back to zero because they're just giving you back the money that you overpaid.
Right.
Now, the government had your money for a year or more for free because you don't get interest.
Mm-hmm.
You get a refund for your overpayment. Now, when you buy something nice, you can save big money by opening a retail credit card, right?
Just going into debt.
We're going to take 20-30% off that purchase if you'll sign up for this card.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating additional debt or creating additional obligations, and you got to be careful about that type of stuff. You're enabling bad habits when you could be breaking the cycle.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about that a little bit. The big no-no is casinos, of course. Don't take your tax refund and head to a casino and think you're going to hit the windfall. You're probably not.
That's why they have the casinos. The odds are in their favor.
That's right.
Yeah.
And again, this money was held from you. It's your money you're getting back.
Okay. So
now,
where do we go?
So what do we do? What might we do with our refund? Let's look at that. So stop putting yourself in debt. Pay down loans on credit cards,
mm-hmm,
things like that. Get yourself in a stronger financial position. Start building your emergency savings fund. You know, that number is no special number. It's whatever makes you feel comfortable. You should build up enough money in savings that you're comfortable where you're at in case you had an emergency.
Right.
Adjust your withholding through your employer so you don't get a huge refund. You're just giving away money for free for a year.
Right.
And talk to your tax advisors,
mm-hmm,
to get help with determining what your withholding should be. Maybe contribute to an IRA. If you need a tax deduction, buy a traditional. If you don't, consider building a Roth.
But the advisors, they're the people that can help steer you in a direction that might be the best for you.
Talk to somebody you trust, somebody that's going to give you some good advice.
So how do they talk to you?
Feel free to call us. I'll be glad to sit down and talk to you.
882-1800. There's the QR code, and that's the guy right there, Bruce Porter. Always good to see you, Bruce.
Good to see you, Tom.
Back to you.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and the Resource Center, Inc. are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet a particular need of an individual situation. The Resource Center, Inc. is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable. But accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by the Resource Center, Inc. This podcast is a paid placement.